Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Bianca. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm calling you through a sign language interpreter. Let me connect you to your customer, okay?
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Saying, hello. My name is Fiona. I called this morning and I wanted to discuss the return item that I sent back. And I understood that I talked to the person that they were going to refund my account. But I'm looking on my account and it looks like I only got half the money back. Let me see if I can find that. It was a watch. I don't remember the name of the watch. And that was charging me the correct amount. But whenever I looked through the box, they had some earphones, earplugs. Well, I don't really use the earphones because I'm deaf. I can't use those. And I want to know why they would charge me $59 and something, almost $60 for those, but I'm not using them. And then whenever I looked at my refund paper, it said that they only gave me back the $39.99 for that. So I don't understand why there's a difference between they charged me $60 and they only gave me back $40.
Okay, am I speaking with the customer?
Yes, the customer is signing it and the interpreter is voicing for you so you can hear it.
Okay, may I have the zip code?
One moment, please. Your caller is trying to adjust her camera. It'll just be one moment.
Say 45505.
Mm-hmm.
In the name.
It's Frona, Frona. The last name is WIPP, White, Wit.
And can she verify the shipping address for security purposes?
833 East Southern Southern Avenue. That's in Ohio. Do you need the city name?
You said Springfield, Ohio, right?
I'm sorry?
Springfield, Ohio.
Yes, Springfield, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Okay, one moment while I verify this account. Okay, I do see here on the 27th of December with a watch, smartwatch with shipping insurance, trial was started. Also, the add-on for a one-year warranty with the Vibe Pods. So, what the customer, she doesn't want the earbuds. Is that's what she's saying?
No, I put everything back. I sent everything back, but I did not want it.
Okay, it doesn't show here that the only time she called was to customer call in to verify account. That was the only time she called. She didn't call to send anything back. She was already charged for the watch and the AirPods.
I called this morning about sending stuff back.
Okay. The only call that we have from her is that she called to verify the account. If she would have called to send anything back, they would issue her a RMA number. And they a 35% refund in order for her to receive the full refund. She would have to send the watch back within the 7 days, and we must receive the watch on the seventh day.
One moment, please.
Before
I'm not
the seventh
sure
day.
I understand what you're saying. Hang on. Oh, wait, I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. I have a shipping label here. You said, what were you looking for, an RMA code?
Yes, we issue a RMA number.
Would it be on the outside of the packaging?
No, it's something that when she called, they would issue one of our agents. The agent that she spoke with earlier, she only
Nobody
called to
gave
verify.
Me anything like that. No, I called to.
Okay, so
to
this
say
must not be
want
the this must not be the customer.
You know, let me look through all my paperwork here. I don't have any RMA code that they gave me or number or anything like that from whenever I called this morning.
They will issue, our agents will issue an RMA number for that, for you to send anything back. That's the only way you will be able
to send
anything.
Well, they didn't
pay
me
anything.
They didn't tell me anything like that. Okay, so let me see. I'm looking at this. Maybe it's on the paper I have here. It's just written really, really small, and I can't see it. So let me try and get a magnifying glass. Can you hang on for just one moment?
Okay.
Your caller has left the screen. I'll let you know when she comes back to you. I don't see anything that says RMA. I don't have any information about an RMA code. I mean, maybe the agent forgot to give it to me.
No. We're very careful with that. The only time she called. So did you call for her this morning as well?
Your customer is saying, yes, I called this morning. I got the number from the computer. That's how
was
I
you the one
interpreting?
Was you the one interpreting what she was? I mean, the call. Was you the same person who was interpreting the sign language?
This is the sign language interpreter. Your customer has given me permission to talk to you directly. I was not
the
interpreter. Excuse me. This is a sign language interpreter talking right now. I was talking before and you were hearing my voice, but all the communication was coming from your customer, Frona. Now she's given me permission to talk to you directly. I was not the sign language interpreter who interpreted her phone call earlier this morning, just like you were not the agent that she talked to earlier this morning.
Okay, she called in this morning to verify account. That was it.
Let me connect you back to your customer. Your customer is saying that she called for a different reason. Frona is saying, hello, what is the problem? Is there a question for me?
Frona called in this morning to verify her account. We notate, we track everything. It wasn't no RMA number issue due to the fact that she only called to verify account, not send anything back.
Wait a minute, how do you know that? Because I did call this morning And they said I owed $59.99, and that was in my bank account. I saw that. But they were supposed to come back and give me a different amount number back. But I don't understand. I don't understand. I did call this morning, and I did ask that I should say it all together, and I see that they're only giving me back $40. I don't understand why you're taking more money from me than what you should be.
We are not taking more money. Okay, Ms. Frona, you have ordered the Vibe Watch, which you started the 14-day trial of. In order for you to start that free trial, you have to pay shipping and handling of $7.92. You also add on a 1-year warranty on Vibe Pods, which was $42.94. And with that $59.97 charge, it comes from the watch, which you did not call into cancel. Due to, if you do not call in the council, they will charge you the full price of that watch, which is $59.97.
But why did they put up a higher number? They say $59 here. You sent me this, and it says $59 is owed, but then it's different than what it was supposed to be in my bank.
We don't tell anyone that they owe anything. We don't send out. You took it out of my bank account. We took $59.97 out of your bank account for the watch. The watch is $59.97. If you do not call within your trial period, the watch would be $59.97. If you do call within your trial period, you can either cancel. If you want to keep the watch, then we will offer you discounts.
Well, I had no idea what you were talking about with, you know, your rules and your regulations that I had to call within a certain amount of time. Nobody's ever told me that.
It states in our terms and conditions, ma'am, that you're on a 14-day trial period. And the only reason, the only way to begin that trial period is to pay shipping and handling, which was $7.90.
So let's go back a little bit. Let's go back. Was it from the Kroger store that it was sent to me? That's how I got this information. I don't understand why I got this. Because I bought it from the Kroger store. I don't get it.
So you went inside the store and bought the watch?
No, it was on the computer. And they sent it to me. And I'm like, what's this? I don't know. I mean, this is all just messed up. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm going to transfer this call over to my supervisor. This is a...
Oh. Okay.
Okay, just one moment. I'm going to get the information shipped over first. Sent over first, and then I'm going to transfer you over.
Mm-hmm.